Since 1985, March has been Music in Our Schools Month. Led by the National Association for Music Education, this year's theme is Music, the Sound of My Heart. Each state and the District of Columbia has its own chapter, and the greatest memory spoke by phone with Dr. Shelby Chipman, president of the Florida Music Education Association.
We want to raise the awareness of music and the high quality of music education for all students. It's somewhat implied in our theme, as well as implied in our mission statement. A reminder that every month, of course, is important for us to emphasize music in our schools so that all students will have access to quality music programs as it relates to the gen ed and the orff ensembles, guitar ensembles, string, voice, and of course, instrumental.
In your opinion, how early should kids get involved in school music programs?
Students should start to experience music in elementary school. I would say as early as maybe not pre-K, but certainly by first or second grade.
And as a music professor at Florida A&M University, do you find that students who start earlier make better musicians when they get to the collegiate level?
Certainly just from my experience as a 33-year teacher in Florida, I would say absolutely yes. Those students that are involved in music early on and have the kind of nurturing and mentoring certainly help support the field itself.
On the other side of that, are there programs for students who might start in music later in school?
So I know here in Florida, we have quite a bit of year-round programs. We have our Tri-M music program here in the state of Florida, where we are continuously establishing high school chapters that are centered around developing the school programs and to include students participating in their own ensembles and solo activities as well as community activities. And so our Tri-M chapters here in the country, that is not just Florida, have really grown quite a bit. And so that's helped to establish, you know, the ground roots for what we know those students who may have missed music early on, giving them insight on possibly even becoming music teachers later on.
Back in the early 90s, I believe, there was a study called the Mozart Effect that said that students who are in school music programs generally do better academically as well. Is that still the case?
There's a lot of research that support your very well stated statement. And in Florida, you know, research has also been done in terms of helping and assisting with higher graduation rates, higher GPAs, standardized test scores. And of course, the correlation extends throughout the socioeconomic classification in students with disabilities. And of course, it lowers the dropout rates. And a lot of this we found to be a case. And I even found completing my schoolwork at Florida State University and my survey for my dissertation centered around at-risk students and how music programs can really help to save those students and keep them engaged in school programs. And so I surveyed randomly 500 directors in our state, primarily band, middle and high school. And I think I received something like 270 responses. And so I was able to take that data and just show how schools are making it happen and directors who responded, some of the things that they're doing in their schools to keep students in rural, urban, and suburban areas in their programs.
The classrooms and the after-school rehearsals are important, but Dr. Chipman, if you will, address two other important parts of the music program, the performance and performance evaluations.
Getting prepared for the performance was certainly most important, and have an opportunity, of course, to perform at an evaluation and be assessed. It's also important, you know, and down in Miami where I grew up, you know, some of the directors during that time certainly believe in the process of getting the students prepared and getting us prepared for the performance, because they realized with getting prepared, we would have to go about studying some of the formidable languages of what I call them performance fundamentals, and that is developing students' tone quality and articulation and phrasing and balance and understanding intonation, and then the ultimate product and the teamwork that comes with students collaborating with teachers and working together. And certainly, I've always believed in as a teacher here in Florida that the assessment or evaluation is also very important, because now you get a chance on any level to have comments being provided by colleagues and friends and individuals who may have insight on particular works, and just receiving sometimes feedback and sometimes the same inspiration that they provide to students, you would have said, but it's nothing like hearing it again from somebody else who they've never heard before reiterate some of the things that's taken place in the ground roots as a teacher that administers to their students.
Now, let's say someone has an old clarinet or an old trombone or violin they haven't played in years, but it could be restored to playing condition. Are school music programs looking for this type of donation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they have these websites even nowadays where community members can visit if they'd like to donate, some of their instruments that they're just not using, you know, during this particular time. And I've seen posts in different areas of, I know our structure here in Florida where individuals can donate. And typically that happens, and it's very helpful.
Dr. Shelby Chipman, any final thoughts about music in our schools month?
Here in our state, and probably other states here, you have individuals that may have been in community ensembles, or they may be even professional ensembles that have done extended reach out programs, such as some of the symphony orchestras in some of the districts, and schools have an opportunity to gain valuable knowledge, the students that is, from those individual schools. And I just think the healthy aspect of Music in Our Schools Month in March is just so pivotal as relates to a lot of state conferences that may take place in January and February. And then, of course, March, we get a chance to kind of reinforce some ideas and principles. And we know that Music in Our Schools Day started in New York in 1973. And then, of course, here in Florida in 1985, it's something that's very much so needed, and we just need to continue to promote it.
And for our listeners in the state of Florida, you can find out more about this association and what they're doing this month at fmea.org. And if you'd like to find the chapter in your state, go to the National Association for Music Education at nafme.org. And if there are concerts from school music programs in your area to celebrate Music in Our Schools Month, please go. You'll be glad you did, and you'll be supporting students who are part of school music programs.